Hi, everybody. So here we are again, another Wednesday night. And this Wednesday night happens to be June 11th, 2014. And we're here having a wonderful program, I hope, for everybody. We can be talking about timelines, talking about no family, talking about pre-alien hearings that we have on the website. So we'll just have a session here that kind of has a mind of its own tonight. So we'll just see what happens. Because every time we do a show, it's kind of that way anyway. We try to get some kind of format going. And, you know, we have a wonderful format always, but we'll just see how this one unravels here. So, everybody, let's look at your situations that you've had in your life, maybe today or a few days ago. Or maybe you have anxiety for tomorrow. Let's do that one. Or looking into the future, I wouldn't go past 2 days. Because, remember, the timelines are so messed up, and they don't have them in place a lot of times. So if you attempt to go into your future much more than 2 days, may not work out for you. So here we go. And why waste your energy? That's why you want to be in the moment. So here we go. One, releasing the energies of maybe frustration, anxiety. Maybe you're bewildered about something. Some events happening in a couple of days or more. So let's go into that and release it. So probably anxiety. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Uh-oh, somebody has something. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Hopefully that helped you. Let's energize the light beam to bring it up on your monitor screen. You're on the BBS site or creationlightship.com. Here we go, energizing the light beam to bring in peace, you and your room. So if you have any pets or animals, I just watch them. A lot of times they'll come over close to you because they're hearing my voice and hearing and feeling, sensing the energy, so they'll just start to relax too. So here we go. Remember, one lady had a dog. Dog would hop on her bed, and it would go sit upside down with its legs straight up in the air doing all the calls. That was quite interesting. Really enjoyed itself. So here we go. Being in peace energy, so stronger, 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 and stronger. So hopefully you're doing good. Like I said, today's Wednesday, middle of the week. If you start on Monday anyway and look at the work week, it's the middle of the week. And we'll bring up Ann here. So, Ann, are you out there?
I am, Ron. Hello. Thank you so much. That felt really wonderful. Thank you for those clearings. We're delighted to be here. We also have Cindy on the air with us. Are you there, Cindy?
I sure am. Hello, everyone.
Okay, and if anyone would like to call in this evening with a testimonial or a question for Ron about any of the healings, you're welcome to do that. The information is on the BBS page. And I thought perhaps tonight we would start off the show, Ron, with a lovely email that we got from a listener, and it's a long one. It's very long, but I think it would be lovely if I read that. Is that okay with you, Ron and Cindy?
Sure, that's always great, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Dear Ron and team, she said, I wanted to let you know of my experience of creation lightship healings. I was reading hundreds of books on enlightenment and reading all the New Age websites trying to find updates on my ascension. I had some experiences in the dream state just after 2012 to suggest that the dark side had a hold on me and tried to take what resides in my heart center and only just escaped. I was also having some experiences of abduction and very real dreams of which I had trouble waking up from. I had not had these experiences until I started reading these New Age websites, and all I did was read them. I never had any type of healings. though I did participate in discussion on one of them, which is what I think hooked into me. I came across the CLS website 2 years prior, but it scared me, and I dismissed it completely. It wasn't until a dream that I had about a lightship and that I Googled lightship and found this website again. Because of the vivid dreams I have and dreams of parallel lives I have almost every night, when I came across the website, I knew deep down that all the information Ron was giving was absolutely correct. I started out with the free healings, the satellite timeline crashing and gray skies. I also watched a video of Ron taking clones out of people, which gave me shivers. I realized that this was for real. As Ron suggested, I did the full lifetime emotional healing. The results were amazing. I used to get irritated at small things and have an underlying sadness for no reason. These issues all but went away. And with the emotions I was still feeling, I timeline crashed them. Then I did the spirit barcode and the death barcode. And the one that really changed my life is the abduction barcode removal. I was unable to sleep since I was a child due to an unknown fear. I now know what that fear is. And since the abduction barcode removal, I am not so scared. I still have dreams of my parallel lives almost every night, but I timeline crash them and plan to do the clones on parallel Earth's clearing next. Okay, there's even more. Ron, do you want to comment so far?
Well, thank you for the wonderful email. Yeah, that's great.
It's a pretty, it's a wonderful email, and it's very informative on the one hand, but I also feel it's very typical of what happens when people find Creation Lightship. One of our guest hosts before said it so eloquently, it's the end of searching. So you just clear this junk off of you and you feel better and you don't have to keep looking around and, reading books and trying to learn about ascension and that kind of thing. So I'll keep going with this lovely email then. I also sing and have combined what my teacher has told me with the mind to heart drop. I have learned a technique in which I sing from the heart. I have discussed this with someone on the fast chat. Along with the mind to heart drop, my voice is so much more powerful and centered. I really feel like I have made a new turn in my life, and this is due to the healings on the Creation Lightship website that Ron has developed. Each day I become more and more heart-centered, and I can stay in my heart for longer and longer periods of time. For anyone wondering if the healings work, yes, they do. The more you clear yourself out, the more centered you become. I know I still have a way to go, but at least now I have some real tools to work with instead of the New Age fluffiness that I was reading before and getting myself hooked into. I have even learned how not to court someone and how not to be courted by others. I only noticed this was happening to me when listening to one of Ron's shows. By keeping in my heart center, there is less chance of this happening to me and having my energy drained and entities passed over. To anyone out there who isn't sure, again, please try the free clearings. They work. And then, as Ron suggests, the emotional clearing, and then keep tabs on how you are feeling, what problems you are having, and choose the healings based on this. Thanks to you, Ron, Creation Lightship, and the team, you have truly changed my life, and I will continue using the clearings as I know they are a great benefit to me. Kind regards, and that's from a listener in Australia. Melbourne,
oh, that's
to be
great.
Specific. Yeah, thank you so much for that lovely email. I hope that person's listening. So as I said, that's certainly been my experience. Cindy, do you have anything you want to add?
I certainly enjoyed the detailed letter. I was there on Monday night when the listener had put information into the chat, and I was very excited about that and was hoping we could talk about it. So this actually is even better, and it's so inspirational because for those of us that maybe, postpone doing a clearing or maybe doubt what's going on, this is a great inspiration to keep moving on. Plus, it's certainly a great testimonial for new or potential listeners. So thank you very much, listener. That was a great inspiration for me personally.
Okay, so anything we could do for a clearing? Anything come up with you two that we may want to clear away from people?
Well, yes, the thing that popped into my head when you just asked that, Ron, is how this listener mentioned at first that she had been reading a lot of New Age books. So maybe you could clear us out of some, you know, one thing, maybe a person or a book that we may have been tangled up in the past before we found Creation Lightship.
Yeah, so you'd have to think of something yourself there. What I will do is I'll do a clearing to release you momentarily. This is also on the Alien Attack page. It's actually called Eliminating Alien Attack, but Alien Attack will definitely get you to the page. It's $30 for the month. And there are energies out there that people talk about a lot. One system is what they called, which probably I'm sure is ongoing, that might be talked about, is the MAP system, M-A-P. I don't know what it stands for, MAP. Medical Assistance Program, maybe, provided by the Great White Brotherhood. So, when I found people, or I even asked them, you know, one of the shows a long time ago, I cleared that. I also cleared the Ashtar Command energies. And people had a lot of relief, not realizing that they were hooked up to these alien agendas. You don't know. You could be reading something from one particular alien group or channeler, and it could, you know, work its way and get tied into one of these other agendas that you know nothing about. So I can do these two for people to see if you feel any difference. It doesn't matter to me because I see them both as being darkness. So here we go. The Great White Brotherhood. And if you have done the medical assistance program, I know it was talked about a lot probably back in the late 80s, I think. Is it now or not? But anyway, here we go. So the MAP system, where they abduct you and have healers come to you, we'll say, Aztec Federation healers, to help do healing on you. So let's release the energy from you. Happen to get involved with that, knowingly or unknowingly. So here we go. One, releasing the energy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. That's pretty strong for some of you out there. Here we go. Do it some more. So I'll go to 100. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Releasing more energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. No yawning. Boy, somebody got screwed up by these energies, hooked up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. Remember, if these energies were good, you wouldn't feel anything. It'd just be like, I'm just counting. So here we go. Let's do the Great White Brotherhood. Release this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. don't know what alien race these things are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, well, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go. So, just see how you're doing. Next, we'll do the Ashtar Command Energy. Here we go. There comes across through many different people. I'll just mention one lady that I talked to a long, long time ago. And she, felt like this was like one of her first incarnations here. And she was saying that, you know, the Ashtar person, Lady Ashtar, whatever, was her mother. And I go, okay. I started following this stuff that people are talking about. And I just had to turn it all off because it wasn't what she was used to hearing or knowing about. So I don't know if she was authentic or not, but it said that, yeah, this stuff is really corrupted. What's coming down. So, you know, listen to that. It was quite interesting because she was mentioning that. But I can't judge it either way, whether she was exactly that or not. But here we go. So Ashtar Command Energy releasing that. So interesting. Got a siren going by. Listen, when I'm in New York, when they come by, you know there's something big happening. And so here we go. I release an Ashtar command from people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Counting again, so somebody's hooked up there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Hooked up, and hopefully the sinker is not really big to drop you down even further and surface. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, I think 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. And I'm going to do it again because that one's pretty strong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Yo, Yachty, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. You feel a little yucky. You feel better about it, about like you've been slimed somewhat. You can go on the Alien Attack page just for a week for $10. And you probably want to type in that name into the entry box there. We have a lot of options, but, you know, as you navigate through it, it take you an hour to kind of get your feet wet on it. But when you get to the page where you can type in alien races, that location, just type in, like, if this is affecting you a lot, you know, Ashtar Command or whatever it is, you know, Red White Brotherhood. Might be listed there, may not be. So, it's up to you. You're responsible for your own healing. So, whole thing, if you feel better, then you better out of this stuff. Get your, you know that you're in the soup. Get out of the soup. So back to you, ladies.
Wow, Ron, thank you. Those healings were wonderful. What a nice thing to do. I didn't feel anything, and I'm relieved because I was very involved with the White Brotherhood and those map healings many years ago. So I think that I can be relieved that I guess I already cleared them away from myself. How are you doing there, Cindy?
I'm great. I didn't feel anything either, though what came to mind is some of the races I've never heard of, and I really would like to wash them out of my mind. White Brotherhood I'd never heard of, for instance. So anyway, I'm just thinking about that, doing the Alien Attack page and clearing those out, and I haven't been in there recently. Is there an open box, or do we have to be very specific, Ron, on the Alien Attack page?
Now, once you get in there, you know, just get your feet wet on what's there to help people who are under attack by these alien life forms, unknown and unknown to you. So that's why we have it up there. Get in there and kind of muddle your way through a little bit and get your feet wet. A lot of people have a page, you know, earmarked what they want to clean out of them. Typically, a person who is abducted will know what race it is almost always, or they'll read all these names that we have, then they go, yep, that's the one. They'll know it internally. Not know it mentally, but your body's going to know it. Might even shiver when you read the name. That's what you want to get away from you. So a lot of people know that if they're connected. Remember, if you are sensitive enough and know that you are abducted all the time, most people don't know that. But if you do know this, and, you know, that's only because parents are the same way that you are. So they don't really follow family genetics. So you're going to be having, you know, your grandparents abducted by the same alien race, and they're just doing experiments on them. You know, could go back, you know, hundreds of years. And you're the byproduct of their experimentation with you. That's the way to look at it, you know, as, you know, they're keeping tabs on you and, to see what, you know, other offspring came. Could be an egg or sperm donor for the next generation, not having a child. Oh, right. Back to you guys.
Thank you, Ron. That's so helpful. Are there any other things, Cindy, from your past before you found Creation Lightship that you involved yourself with or hooked into that you want to know if it's been cleared?
Well, there are different healing modalities. So as far as alien race, I do not know, and that's why I was wondering in the healing, and actually I'm looking at it right now, it's alien attacks, shapeshifters, removal, and then there's a note about parasitic life forms removal, too. And I know, Ron, that you had said to actually put a race in, and on the flip side, if we don't exactly know what the race is, could we say all races, or
have the page up in front of you with the different alien races?
I'm sorry, I did not hear that.
Is the page up in front of you? Do you have it up? Just out of curiosity.
Oh, I just have the first page where we would purchase. So I'm not actually into the clearing.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd be able to see that. And I know that there is a list of some of the races.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe
why don't we
something
have somebody
real quick.
Again, to the ask chat, one of the names that's there that they, probably nobody's ever heard of. We'll just see if somebody has the clearing up and they're using it, and we'll just have them type in name that might be a little unusual. You know, everybody knows about the Palladians, they know about the Greys, Silians, you know, and Turians, and, you know, everybody knows about these races. They're kind of like, you know, normal or that you throw across the dinner table, you know. So, you know, but I'm sorry, throw across the dinner table. Good grief.
It might with us. Who knows?
Oh, you know. But anyway, if somebody has one that they don't know about, you know, that seems to be news to them, maybe you could let us know, and I'll clear that to energy. We'll see what happens.
Great, Ron. Thanks. We have a couple of comments on the fast chat while we're waiting for someone to input. Someone said they got, when you did the map clearings, they got chills, and more. Great White Brotherhood, chills also. Someone wrote, being with one with Nirvana is a bad idea. I would say that's correct, because what is Nirvana? We just want inner peace, not to go someplace. And then someone asks, what about yoga, chanting, and whatnot?
Well, if you have the energy working outside of yourself, then that's not good. Who are you chanting to? So putting your energy out verbally to something, if something's grabbing your energy. So is that good? I wouldn't think it would be. Who is connected to that keyword that you're using? That's how you have to look at it. So is yoga good? I don't know. Well, you know, if you want to do yoga, that's up to you. You know, I just don't like when people start to meditate and they go out of their bodies. That's my whole thing. You don't want to go out of your body. But, you know, do the mind a heart drop, and all of a sudden you might feel more peace than you ever felt before in your life. That only takes 10, 15 seconds to do. Oh, that's the whole thing, is you want to become peaceful. So is all of your practices that you're doing bringing you peace within 10 to 15 seconds? That's what I would ask you. If it takes longer than that, geez, you only have so many minutes here of life. How long are you going to be living? You know, just think if you did some spiritual practice and it took you a half an hour, you did it each day for a half an hour. Now, this is your judgment day, the day of your death, right? And you go, geez, I wasted my life. I could have been doing things each day for a half an hour, and I didn't do it. I didn't accomplish anything. No? So that's kind of what, you know, you need to look at is, are you wasting your time by doing these things? No? The answer would probably be yes. The next thing is, are you being hooked up to make it even worse on yourself, have your energy stolen? Well, that's another yes. So the next question is, why are you doing these things? So that's how I look at it, you know. Spirituality, you're already spiritual. Your spirit knows everything. You know, so why are you trying to take your mind, you know, to become spiritual? Mind is darkness. It'll never learn spirituality. It'll put you on the roller coaster ride to try to find something. You know, your never-ending, a prophecy of life, and it will bring forth anything that you want to discover, and you will be validated by your discoveries, and it'll make you look more and more and more until you're exhausted. So, get out of the mind and get into your heart, where you have all the information there anyway. And what do you really need to know? All you need to know is how to become peaceful. So that's the whole thing. That's how I see it anyway. So, you know, it's up to everybody listening to do their own way of looking at things and their own practices if you want to do that. But the whole thing is, you know, why not do the mind a heart drop and walk away from everything else and become peaceful? And do your clearing so you can become more peaceful. Because you need to get rid of those emotions in order to become more peaceful, like the last testimonial. You know, you start off with that, basically. You know, do all the free clearing so you get your feet wet of what's happening. And then from there, do the emotional clearing and see what else is bugging you, you know. Everybody's very complex. You've got all of your ancestors living with you. You don't even know who they are, but yet they're controlling your life. They're your handler, in a sense, you know, all your ancestors going back, up to 100,000 years. Oh, they're running your life. They don't know what they're doing to you. And, you know, you're living that lifestyle and those thoughts that they had. They're just recycling. They're copy and paste. So get out of that to the present moment. Whatever is blocking you from being in that, then get rid of it. The website's designed for that. Oh, I guess back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. We do have a few comments on the fast chat. Would you like to read those to Ron, Cindy?
You bet. One of our listeners noted that she had just ran the alien attack page last week, or finished it last week, and didn't think that the different races are listed, which is what I'm assuming that she's putting here. And so that'll be interesting for everyone. She's also saying we would have to write them in. So whatever comes to our mind, as Ron mentioned, is what we would want to put in. Another listener had mentioned the grind theme. And I'd never heard of the grind themes, and the listener went on to say that the grind themes are the aliens of the Grinch that stole Christmas, Gremlins title, and the Toad-type people. I've never heard of any of that. I mean, I've heard of the Grinch that stole Christmas movie.
We can clear that, I guess. I don't know if that would actually be, probably a life form. Oh, we can do that. So let's just throw the energy away. I never know how important it's going to be. Sometimes you just never know. So here we go. We'll clear away that energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. I'll just see how that's feeling for everybody. I did see the brand new movie Edge of Tomorrow with Tom Cruise in there. I don't know the other lady's name, otherwise I'd mention it. But it was a very good movie, I thought. It's exactly what I'm doing now. And, it shows about timelines, okay? And so how they can copy and paste a timeline, and you're re-experiencing it over again. And you may have, in the case of Tom Cruise, having a little more knowledge on what's happening, although he was infected, we'll say, with this virus of an alien, which allowed him to have more psychic abilities, in a sense, call previous timeline may not have, but aside from that, I thought it was a very good movie, and you want to watch that one and kind of take notes on what's happening, because it talks about timelines. So I thought it was very good because of that. Thought it would be. Oh, it'd probably be a good move as they comment on it, as people start to watch it more and more, understand more about what's happening to us here. And, fighting aliens, that's, you have fighting aliens, you have timelines, have advanced technologies, we'll say, to fight them. But the main thing is that they're here to take over. That's the whole thing, and that's what all the alien movies are about, I think, except for E.T. That was probably one to hook everybody up, but that little glowing finger, But aside from that, you might want to even put that into one of the clearings. Get off the timeline of the glowing alien finger, That sounds pretty bad, doesn't it? Anyway, I won't go into that, but that could be one of those key words or key things that everybody saw, and that could be one of the major alien energies to abduct people. Just think about that. Oh, I'll do a clearing for the alien finger. So here we go. That blinks. So here we go. So releasing this energy, and if it helps you, then you may want to get on and do a lot of timelines on this here. So the alien finger. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, the rest of my belt is getting dry. 2, 3, guess they don't like me. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. We'll go to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. Whoa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and... Is that 90 or 100?
I think you're at 90, Ron.
The 100. Okay, there we go. So, it's back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. I really am so grateful that you're really clearing us from a lot of things. Are there any other comments there, Cindy? I was going to move on to the emails. Is there anything else on the fast chat that we want to talk about?
There are several comments and one question and one big testimonial in regard to the question. Ron, you had mentioned timeline crashing, and this listener had previously participated in yoga and notes that it is interesting that they teach you to go outside of your body and instead of inside, and that's with meditating and chanting. And even though the listener hadn't chanted for quite a while, she's wondering if she should timeline crash that and if that would help.
Yeah, I would definitely timeline crash maybe when you started yoga. Go through that time up to now, maybe.
Up to now, okay. That's great to know. And then another listener has noted that she recently has been trained to be a yoga teacher, enjoying the physical activity, but never participated in chanting and meditation, and actually had to space clear the studio several times. So that's a great testimonial. Also, there's discussion in the chat about whether she would be using the Mind to Heart Drop in her presentation, and so I think that would be great too. Just nice that it can be incorporated in different ways. Now, our listener that's recently trained probably won't be doing the chanting and the meditation for the class, but certainly Mind to Heart Drop would be great and put them into the peaceful state that we're really searching for.
Right, and just as the other listener said, Cindy, that she was singing much better when she went to the Mind to Heart, did the Mind to Heart Drop.
Right.
So I'm sorry I interrupted, but I heard a sound, and I was wondering if perchance we have a caller on the line. Is someone there? Hello. Okay, I must have been mistaken. I apologize. I thought I heard a tone that someone had called in.
There's also another alien movie out. One of the listeners listed Earth to Echo alien movie. Ron, have you seen that one?
I haven't seen that one. I'll have to look it up, find out what it is.
What's it called, Echo?
It's called Earth to Echo, and it's a lost alien on Earth. I saw the previews, and it's this tiny little, looks like a robotic thing, and these kids find it. And it's interesting because it's, what I saw is kind of a parallel to the E.T. and the heartwarming activity that happened. So that I'm thinking that this little alien robot is able to move energy or do some type of activity to protect the kids. So it would be interesting to see what that's about. And we'll need to clear it also. Hey, I did just hear a beep.
Okay, good. Hello, do we have someone on the line?
Hi, Ann. Yes, we do.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Janice.
Hi, Janice. Thanks for calling in. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Okay. Hi, Ron. Hey, Cindy. I'm going to change the subject a little bit here, but I wanted to give an update, and I wanted to actually thank Ron. I know about a week or so ago, we were having trouble and some issues with our mosquitoes here in the Northwoods, and I wanted to actually thank Ron if he had anything to do with part of it or some of it or all of it. But, you know, everybody was saying that our mosquitoes were like the worst that they could ever imagine or ever think of, and it was like right after our winter. They just like came in, appeared, you know. I mean, it was even before rains or anything, and it was, you know, really, really bad. And I do remember writing in and complaining about them. And they had, like, they were different. They had, like, the little helmets on them. Well, after that show, like, a couple days later, those mosquitoes disappeared. And the feelings that I was having of feeling like I was being taken and feeling like I was being put on these timelines that were driving me insane disappeared. I continued to timeline crash them, and I went back and took Ron's advice on I actually like went back and timeline crashed. I tried to remember the first age that I ever remembered getting bitten up by mosquitoes. So I was timeline crashing. I picked like the age of 10, you know, at my grandma's cottage. So I just wanted to share my testimonial. I have been doing a lot of timeline crashes, Ron. I had like 3 windows going at one time. I was really feeling these about 4 years ago, I believe, that the tiger mosquitoes came in. I remember getting on their timeline because I read about them on the internet, and then I remember seeing them. So I put up windows for those. Altogether, right now, I think I'm up to like around 35,000 minutes altogether, and I just put up another 10,000 minutes. And then now I'm getting put on the timelines of the mosquitoes that are happening with the, I just saw it on Yahoo, and I knew I got hooked up to it when I just glanced at it. I want to say the malaria mosquitoes. So I knew I needed, and I just got the chills when I said that out loud. So I put up another window for those. So Ron, is this, as I'm doing all this, I'm feeling a lot of attack on me, but I feel like it's worth it. I just had the alien attack page up, and do I need to continue with this? I mean, is there a never-ending timeline without mosquitoes that I can get to?
Yeah, there probably is. You just keep crashing them. It's not that you're bringing them to you and you keep looking for them, but, you know, some people could say, as they're hearing you talk, that, yeah, you're looking for trouble, you know, and now you're finding it, you know, which really isn't the case. It's already here. So by doing this, you're probably helping a lot of people on the planet to get rid of these mosquitoes, okay? Maybe you somehow, decided to take this on as a cause to get rid of mosquitoes. And I don't think anybody listening likes mosquitoes, okay? And so you're doing everybody a big favor. Remember, once they're out the timelines, then they're probably gone. It's just a manifestation of the darkness. So as you keep getting rid of these things that start, because they actually suck your life force, your blood out of you. That's what they're doing. So that's, one way to look at it. You can look at it and say, yeah, how could one little mosquito do all this to me? Well, just think if it was a gigantic mosquito and it just hooked that thing into you, that little needle will say, and it sucked all your blood out in 15 seconds, now you're dead. What's the difference there, So they are sucking life force, your spirit energy, out of your blood and you. So by doing this, you're helping a lot of people. So, that's what I would say is if anybody's listening and thinking, uh-oh, she's looking for trouble, and she found it, and now she has to clear it. Well, she's helping everybody in doing this here. So will they ever be gone out of here? That's hard to say, okay, number one. But the second part is, if they're on timelines and the aliens kind of forget to bring in more timelines for them, then very possibly they may not exist. Oh, that may sound a little far-fetched, but that could be a possibility because they are probably coming in on copy and paste timelines. Oh, thank you.
Okay, well, you're very welcome. And, they have been getting better, as the minutes go up and as the days go by. I try not to even think of them when I go outside. I mean, because before, you would just get covered. My dog's head would just be covered with them. I'm like, there's something wrong here. This isn't right. This, the mosquitoes used to, come out in the morning or they'd come out in the evening. I mean, that's how I remember the cycle growing up. That's when you needed to deal with them. But somehow or another, they were out 24 hours a day, night and day. So now when I go out, I'm like, don't think about them. Don't think about them. I'm just going to draw them to me because I'll go out. And I'm like, oh, wow, there's no mosquitoes around me. This is great. And, right after I think it, right after I say it, what shows up, they're there, they start fighting, and I'm like, no, I have to get my thought out of this for one thing, I'm glad that there, I had another question to go along with that. I actually saw a great big huge bumblebee today, which is wonderful to see, but I'm going to change the subject here. My thoughts, Ron, on the bumblebees, because you could probably see if they were being abducted to the other timelines. I always thought that the bees are disappearing from the planet because they were just being abducted to other timelines. But what is your thought on that?
I would say that's probably correct. No. Oh, yeah, I would say more than life. Now, so we got to get the bees back here again.
So I didn't know if I should start crashing the bees being adopted either, because that's always, that's a huge
issue. It might be a good idea. Great idea. But yeah, each time you're thinking of mosquitoes, that does create a timeline. So that timeline, then they can copy and paste one on you. So that's why you probably shouldn't really think about it. If you see it, then do timeline crashes. Don't you think you did enough of them, whatever that would be, and they don't show up, then I wouldn't think about it anymore because you got rid of them. So that's why you don't want to keep looking at or getting involved with a situation that's not in the now. These are not in the now. All timelines are not in the now. That's where you want to come from, is the now. When you come from the now, then they don't exist. But if they're here and you're not in the now, then they're going to be around you. So that's the whole process. So when you're not in the now and you think about anything, then you're on that timeline, whatever the timeline is going to be that you're thinking about. We'll have a lot of energy, have hardly anything, but it depends what your emotional charge is as they put you onto a timeline, and also how many other people are on that timeline. Oh, that's what I can say about timelines. Remember, in timelines, let's just say that you happen to be like a EMT, right? Well, you're on the timeline of people having problems being hurt. Okay? So you're still on the timeline of maybe somebody dying, somebody having, you know, an awful crash, you know, broken bones, bleeding, internal parts showing, you know, all those things from A to Z. And even though the EMT is on that timeline, you have different degrees of what you're experiencing. So that's why some people can be on a timeline and it won't affect them too much. And then other people can be on that same timeline and they can be having all kinds of situations. Like if you're an EMT and you start crashing timelines, maybe you might be out of a job. Okay? So that's one way you could look at it. But once you're on a timeline, there's all different amounts of energies that's stored inside of you on how much mileage the aliens are going to be getting off of you and where you're going to be put on that timeline and how much trauma and drama and pain are they going to get off of you of what you have stored inside of yourself. Resonate to on that timeline. MT, if you're not empathic, you're just going to be seeing all the stuff that goes on as an EMT pull off, you know, and come to a car crash or something. But you won't be that person who needs your help. But, you know, if you start to become more, you know, empathic and start feeling these energies of the people, all of a sudden you might end up winding up because now you're experiencing all of these things internally, which will activate your DNA, and now you could be involved as an ENT getting into a car accident, and you're now in the same place needing help and need another EMT to come and help you because you're just one of these crash victims like you've been helping other people with. So that's kind of the way timelines work. It depends where you are on the timeline. So try not to think about anything. If the thoughts bring you into a timeline, just get back into peace. If the stuff's around you, then get rid of the timeline because it was created and you're on that timeline. Peace, there's no such thing as timelines. You're in the moment. Hope that helps.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for letting me share that.
Yeah, Janice, thank you so much for calling because we appreciate your participation. We love testimonials and especially love a follow-up like that, so we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I know I didn't know if I should have changed the subject. I was really enjoying
talk
about yoga. Anyway, I appreciate all you guys too. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks,
Janice. We're already, you know, very near the end of the show, Ron. But I just had a question, just to clarify Janice's question about the bees, and. You know, I know we have timelines that so many of us have heard, we have no more bees in this country, the bumblebees, the good kind that are supposed to be going from flower to flower and making honey. Would that be something that, as a group of listeners, we could timeline crash to perhaps help that situation or not?
Yeah, I'm sure you could. You would probably want to maybe sit down and read some articles on the bees. Find out maybe why they're not here. Okay, they just could be abducted. That could be the simplest thing. Or maybe they're dying. Maybe they're showing up someplace else. I don't know how far a bee can travel. Oh, maybe a couple miles, I think, away from their hive. But other than that, I heard of somebody who lived in Ashland, Oregon, and didn't have any cell phone towers there, and they put up a whole bunch of them within a year's time, and the bees left. I don't know if they're still away now or not, but they said they used to have them on their back porch. They vanished the next year, had more towers up. So initially, they had a few, which would be what everybody has, and they have more coverage, so I guess maybe more companies possibly came in, up additional towers, and the next year, didn't have hardly any bees or none at all on their back porch like they used to have the years before. Years, not year, but years. So That could be affecting them. Maybe they're too sensitive. They don't want to be there, but I don't know if the whole hive would move or not. You know, I don't know about bees that much, but your own research and see if you can maybe do something to help them.
So you're saying we should try to figure out the origination or perhaps the origination in our area of why they're gone and timeline crash that?
Oh.
Okay.
What's going on in your area? Yes.
Oh. I can tell you that I read that a lot of bees went into soda cans and that kind of thing, and that's got high fructose corn syrup, which isn't real sugar or pollen or honey, and they then would get lost and not be able to find their way back to the hive and die.
Oh, well, let's end the show with the Mind of Heart Drop here.
Thank you, Ron.
Our next session that we have is tomorrow, which is Thursday, and on Thursday we do the decloning, taking away own replicas of you, and that's what normally has your condition, your problem in. So you specify what your situation is, or your pain is, or whatever, and we take them out. Everybody's individual with this here. I'll last for an hour for sure, maybe an hour and a half. But here we go. Let's do the Mind of Heart Drop for tonight for everybody. This you should be doing yourself. So we're going to command your spirit out loud. Take the thoughts inside of your head. The command-controlled energies, the mind transmission, subconsciousness, whatever word you want to use there, mind of God, whatever. Got to take that energy of darkness and move it down into your heart. Here we go, dropping down so you can become peaceful. Oh, it is. Oh, dropping down. 10987654321. 10987654321. 10987654321. Everybody, well, thank you for listening tonight. And thank you, Anne. Thank you, Cindy. And thank you, Janice, for calling in. So, blessings, everybody. Good evening.
Bye, all. Thanks, Cindy. Thanks, Ron.